Well, Iran's president has delivered a speech on Tehran's nuclear energy program at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in the Kyrgyz capital.
I declared that the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program can be guaranteed if there is political will, mutual respect, and provision of items of common interest, and only in that case the rights of the Iranian people are protected. This guarantee can be attained in a short time through building mutual confidence.
President Rouhani also emphasized the right of all parties to the peaceful use of nuclear technology. On the issue of Syria, the Iranian president says arming Takfiri insurgents with chemical weapons is the biggest threat to regional peace and security. He also calls for a Syrian political solution to the unrest in Syria without any foreign interference.
This crisis can only be solved through dialogue between the government and the Syrian opposition and without any foreign military intervention. All influential parties should, like Iran, be making efforts for the realization of such constructive dialogue.
Well, meanwhile, in a sign of widening rift between Russia and the West over Tehran's nuclear program, President Vladimir Putin says Iran has the right to peaceful use of nuclear energy technology, including uranium enrichment operations.
We presume that Iran, the same as any other state, has right to peaceful use of atomic energy, including enrichment operations.
The Russian president made the comments in a meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Council of Heads of State in the Kyrgyz capital, Bishkek. Putin also welcomed Iran's readiness to hold talks with a P5 plus one group of countries to resolve the standoff with the West over its nuclear energy program. The United States and its Western allies accuse Iran of seeking military purposes under the cover of its nuclear program. Iran, a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, rejects the allegations. Tehran says it needs nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, such as producing medicine and generating electricity. Well, our correspondent Julia Lyubova now joins us on the line from Bishkek to tell us a bit more. Julia, a lot was discussed at this summit, of course, but tell us a bit more about the Russian president's remarks over Tehran's right to a nuclear program where Iran has the right to enrich uranium as well.
Well, absolutely, you're right. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Iran has a right peaceful nuclear energy program during his speech at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit. And this summit has actually almost come to an end now, and now it is in fact almost time for President Putin to meet with President Rouhani on the front lines of this summit. They are about to have their bilateral meetings within very shortly. What is expected to be discussed at this meeting is, of course, Syria, because Syria is one of the key issues, a key topic at this summit. And, of course, Russia and Iran are de facto allies on Syria, and, of course, it's particularly important between Moscow and Tehran. And the meeting is seen as, you know, as the first step to increasing the Russia and Iran. Many phone calls between Vladimir Putin and Hassan Rouhani in the past few weeks. And, of course, this meeting is not going to be a culmination of their consultations. They're not going to be able to discuss Syria, Iran's nuclear energy program. And, of course, they will be able to discuss other issues such as economics and trade cooperation. And, in fact, when it comes to the economic relations, it is a very important issue between Moscow and Iran, because the U.S. and EU sanctions on Iran, and made it, actually because of that, the trade between Iran and Russia dropped by almost 40% in the last year. So the two presidents will have plenty of things to discuss, and of course this meeting is about to start shortly.
Of course, and Julia, also, as President Vladimir Putin expresses Russia's stance with regards to Iran's nuclear energy program, how are we going to see the coming talks between the five permanent members of the Security Council plus Germany regarding Iran's nuclear energy program and the stance of this bloc?
Well, Russia has always supported Tehran when it comes to its peaceful nuclear energy, and President Putin had always insisted that Iran has a legitimate right to have its own peaceful energy and nuclear energy program. And, of course, Russia has just helped On 24th of September, the first energy block of the Bushehr nuclear plant is meant to be handed over to Tehran. But of course, when it comes to Iran's peaceful nuclear energy program, Tehran has Russia's full support.
Okay, our correspondent Julia Lyubova, they're standing by in Bishkek, updating us on the summit there as it gets underway. Thank you, Julia, for that update there.